Aspen Ladd gets the finish in round three.
I'm very proud that I was able to show some of what we have worked on since my last fight.
Aspen Ladd!
Oh. That's it! Oh. The sledgehammer upsets here in Prague.
Wow, what a finish from Santos.
Tiago Mahendra Santos!
Please tell me that's on video. I've never been happier.
I'm made for a fucking podcast. That's dangerous. Listen to me, we're at it.
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered. This is my new comfortable stance. Matt and I have been told they're going to change the name of the podcast and they want us to come up with names. So I've come up with one that I'm not sure Matt's going to be happy with, but it's the one that they're going to probably go with.
What is it?
Daddy and the Lad.
Fuck it. I'm not the lad. You come up with that because we have Aspen Ladd?
Do you know what's funny?
What?
That's probably where I got that from. Because I was thinking Daddy and the Lad was making me laugh all day. I was thinking of it. And it's like, oh, yeah, it's probably because we have Aspen Ladd. My brain probably picked that name. So there you go. That's probably where I got that stupid joke from, was thinking of Aspen Ladd's name.
I'm excited to talk to her, Jimmy. You, my friend, let me tell you something.
Whatever I can help you
with. I'll take any Jimmy that I could take because I love you so much.
Well,
you,
that's how I feel about you.
Are very... I hate to say chipper because I don't want to bring out anything.
No.
You're in a good mood. Why are you in such a good mood? No, I don't want to ruin it.
I'm talking to my pal.
No, you talked to me a lot. Last time, can I say the last time we had a very longer one? We had longer on Tuesday's show.
Yeah.
And, he was like, oh, it's rough traveling with Matt. And you're like, oh, I know, Matt, that's a handful. And, what?
Yeah.
You threw that right in there.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You traveled with me.
No, but you can't, if your friend is teasing you, you can't expect me, you have to yes and in improv. That's what good improv is.
Are you assuming that I would be rough to like bunk with? Like if we had to go like on the road, and if you had to be in longo shoes, we had to have share a room on each side with a little kitchenette. What do you think?
I'll tell you this. I'd rather travel on a pogo stick holding a hornet's nest.
Jimmy.
Yes.
Why would you say that? So easygoing.
You are a very fun guy. Yeah. I'm sure we would have a great time.
Yeah. No, listen. We had fun with Longo.
Yeah, he was great. I loved him and Marab.
You know, now that I'm back working some corners, I'm actually be cornering my guy Pumi.
Yeah.
Pumi's going to be he's going places.
Yeah.
UFC should snatch him up quick because this kid is just lighting up the local circuit, and I'm going to be over there in Pennsylvania.
You like cornering. I mean, you have a school and a lot of stuff to do, but it's something you enjoy.
Well, listen, it depends on like we talked about, and Longo talked about this recently too on his Attic and Florian podcast. I like that. He aired some shit out. And listen, if it's not with Longo and if it's not with the guys that I don't like just cornering the corner.
Right. Of course. Yeah.
I know how to fight, but I'm not just going to jump in there. I have to really like the person. Like, you know what I mean?
And sure.
Because there's some nightmares when I try to do that to be a nice guy. And it'd be me, Longo, and some fucking knucklehead or somebody.
Yeah.
And it was just, this was my past experiences. This is not.
Sure.
Anything else than that. And it was a very bad experience where it's like, dude, why am I even here? I have no connection with this guy.
Right.
I'm talking about like on the amateur circuit. I have no, like, not, I don't like, not only do I have no connection with this guy, I feel this guy is just bringing me in or Longo because he knows that we're kind of well known and maybe this will get him to where he wants to go. But that's it. I don't feel, and also this guy brings his other guy in. That's his main guy. And that guy's telling us Longo, me and Longo, hey, this is one instance in Connecticut with this one kid. And and he brought his one trainer, and I forgot the guy's name. He's very forgetful. And the guy was like, you know, listen, just so you know, this is how I usually work it with him. And, you know, I've been with him since all, the whole time and his whole career. And it usually, like, I do this and I do that. And, dude, why the fuck are we even – I mean, I'm trying – why are we even here, dude? Why – we're just here for face value.
So what was he saying? Like, was he saying physical things or like, this is how it's going to be, or this is what I've done? What do you think?
Well, he was, no. He was more of, listen, there's different guys out there like that are there for the right reasons. And, but my thing is, in a scenario where I was in this particular situation with me, Longo, and this fucking, this kid, whatever, he never went anywhere. And the guy he was with, I forgot. I couldn't pick the guy out of the lineup. It was very, sure, whatever. But
hopefully you won't have to, yeah.
I remember the conversation of all right, well, this is how I usually work it with, but I don't even know what the fucking kid, I'll call him Mikey. This is what we, you know,
Chip.
Yeah, with Chip. Is, you know, I use like to use this cover, that one, and between rounds, I like, dude, I don't, did what, you have this all taken care of. Why the fuck are we here? Because I met this kid's father and he was nice. And I think that fucking isn't, dude, I don't fuck it. I'm just trying to be a nice guy. I'm not doing this. So stuff like that makes you like, ugh.
Yeah. Sure. Did you tell him, Matt? Now you're pretty blunt. Did you tell him or did you just kind of go, all right.
Well, I mean, you're about to walk out to a fight, so you don't want to ruin the kids.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Me giving Longo a little elbow going, dude, never again. Okay. You know what I mean? And him agreeing with me like, dude, what the fuck are we even? You know, I think that was one of those things where we were there for another guy anyway, and we did this for this guy. But my point is, like, this weekend, I really like Pumi. Pumi's a good fucking kid.
Yeah.
Great energy. He's a guy that I want to see do well. So
what weight's he fight at?
What is he, like 125, I believe?
Oh, okay.
Oh, Aspen Ladd is ready to go.
Yes, he is. Good.
All right.
Hi, Aspen. How are you?
Hi, doing good.
And this is your first time with us. I don't know why we thought we've had you on before.
I have done a shit ton of interviews, and I'm pretty sure it's my first time with you guys.
Oh, but okay.
I'm going to say we're pretty forgettable.
Yeah.
So she might have did it and forgot about us.
That's true.
But either way, we're here now, Aspen Ladd.
Well, thank you.
and listen, you haven't been, we haven't seen you in a while. Where have you been?
I've been rehabbing a knee, man. Like, if you got to blow something out, I'd suggest any other joint besides that one.
Oh, right. Yeah. Now, did it go as planned, or was there like any setbacks where you thought you'd be okay and then it took an extra 6 months? Or
I had some really good physical therapists, and my coaches are smarter than me. So they stayed on my butt to make sure I did things right. Even so, it took longer to come back than I first thought it would. But at this point, I'm good to go.
How long did it take you to stop being nervous about it in training?
So the way I got back to training was a reintroduction. It was only a little bit at a time. And at first, like grappling was the worst because I didn't have the mobility yet. But as time went on, I got comfortable with it again without really any fear. So it's good.
Do you like the press? You're saying that like you're doing a lot of, some people, some fighters before the fight hate the interviews, or it's a bit of a grind, and some guys love it.
It's kind of part of our job. It's something that I've learned to do. I'm more of an introverted type person. So as time has gone on, I've learned, this is a learned skill for me, but not something that I mind. It's like you show up for fight week, you go do all your second stuff to do, you do your interviews. It's normal. It's what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. You fight on the world stage. People want to know about you. You know, let me ask you, Aspen, for our audience, where'd you grow up, and what is the first discipline you started with the mixed martial arts, or was it mixed martial arts?
It was. I grew up in a small town called Pioneer. It's in Northern California. And the first thing that I started with was really grappling. It was my base. I didn't really get into striking until probably 3-ish years later. Like, I had a concept of how to throw a 1-2, but not very well. But grappling's my base, and I still love it.
How old were you when you started the grappling?
I was almost 15.
Oh, wow.
What did you think you were going to do? Like, when you were a kid, when you saw yourself as an adult, what was the path that you saw yourself on before you did this?
I was going to be doing something with the forestry service is what I saw myself as doing. And then as time went on and I figured out, like, I knew within the first week what MMA was, that I wanted to do it when I turned 18. But at that point, women weren't in the UFC. There wasn't really a career path that way. I thought it was going to be a hobby. But as time went on, it kind of shifted from, okay, this is going to be my hobby and I'm going to have a job over here, to I could do this full time.
And forestry is interesting too, because they're wrapping foil around those giant redwoods. to protect them from those fires? What did you want to do in forestry? Did you want to fight fires, or did you want to, was there something with planting trees, or what did you want to do?
Park ranger.
Park ranger. So you would have carried a gun and got people out of there who were fucking around.
You never know. But yes, that's mine was as a 14, 15 year old kid. It's like, all right, let's do this.
Okay.
Is that because you like nature, being a park ranger? Is that?
Very much so. I adore it. And the fact that with that, you have a little bit of the criminal justice aspect of it. It's just something that appealed to me in every facet.
That is cool. You know what? It doesn't seem like a bad job as somebody who's got a little bit of that hippiness in them. Like, they like the hippiness in them. They like the outside, but yet they're tough also, right?
I'm not necessarily one of those.
You're not a tree hugger, you said?
No.
Yeah.
And you like the law enforcement angle of it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Did you ever think of being a cop, or was it all that was as far into the law as you would have went?
No, never a cop. It's just seeing how they basically get, for lack of a better term, shit on all the time. It's like, nah, that's not for me.
What do park rangers actually like? Do they just kick people out who are being rowdy, or what exactly do they do?
There's a really good show you can watch. It's Northwoods Law. It'll give you a pretty good scope on it. It's a lot of stuff you wouldn't think. It is. It's kicking people out that aren't supposed to be there. It's a lot of preservation of animals and resources. It's a lot of stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah, the woods freak me out a little bit. Like, I'm afraid of getting deer ticks on me or bees. Like, you know, there's too much shit in the woods. It scares me. I'm not a big nature person.
Ticks are gross, but it happens and you don't die.
No, I know. But I saw one. I was a kid playing baseball and there was one on my thigh, and I took a bat and I hit myself in the thigh because I was so panicked about it. It was on my outside of my uniform. So yeah, I'm very, very nervous about that.
Hey, I was a kid and I was playing in my cousin's backyard. Whatever. My mother was washing my head. So I must have been a really little kid. Unless it would have been weird if I was a teenager.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden she asked, you know, hey, Ralphie, my father, she calls him in. Is this a like a beauty mark, or it was a fucking tick trying to dig itself into my head. So he took a pair of tweezers. I remember. I just remember. I don't know how old I was, but I remember just being there and being like, yeah, and him ripping this thing off. They put it in the sink and like burnt it. Anyway, yeah. Ticks, huh?
Yeah.
We all hate them. Aspen, I'm pretty sure you do a lot of hikes, don't you? You like hiking with your dogs, is that right? I'm not stalking your Instagram, but that is you, no?
Oh yeah, no, that's me.
Tell me, what do you tell me about the hiking? Is it an everyday thing, or is it something near your house?
Yeah, it's an everyday thing. So I grew up doing it. My grandpa started taking me when I was about 5. And as I said, we grew up in the mountains. And when I got older last year, I ended up buying myself a home in Pollock Pines, which is the same general area. It's always something. I was the only one growing up who didn't want to escape where I lived. Like, I like it. I like the solitude. I like the mountains. I love running around with the dogs. So my grandpa got me started when I was about 5, and I never stopped.
And what is a normal hike or walk type of thing for you?
Like 10-ish miles, but weekends are more. Like on training days, I got to cap it at about there, down. Sometimes a little more, sometimes a little less.
It's even an active rest, right? On a day off, you just do your walking and...
It's basically it's not hard at this point. It's something that I just do. So your body gets used to something. It's not a difficult task. Like, if you don't do it and you go do it, you're going to be wrecked. But if you do it every day and you go train, you're used to it, you're fine.
You know, I think about things like this. You hike, you are doing those hikes since a kid. And I see my buddy Marab, who's got an unlimited gas tank. And he had Aljo and Al with him in Georgia. He went back to his home country and you've seen them swimming in this river near his house, and he's going against the current. He goes, oh, I've been doing that since I'm little. I go, this might have something to do with.
That's probably where it came from. Yeah.
What's going on here? I think you have thank your grandfather for your unfair advantage with your endurance, Aspen lad.
He's definitely a huge part of it. Just a huge part of me growing up. I know our family affects us in such crazy ways.
And when you feel somebody, and I asked Marab about this too, it must feel good when you know you have a great cardio and you feel somebody wilting a little bit. You feel them getting tired when you're not.
Absolutely. That's the point where you feel like, all right, I got this. You're getting tired. You're going down. It's like, that's an exciting feeling. Like when you look across the cage, you're not tired. And you see there, it's like, oh, I got you.
Oh yes. Oh, wow. I felt that just recently over the week on Marab. You know what I mean? When somebody puts out all they can to take you out and the next round starts and you see their worst to wear and your guys, or your girl, your fighter is just they're up and you're like, oh boy, this is going to go great. I don't know. Anything can happen, but it just makes you like, so, endurance. It's another weapon in the arsenal for somebody. It really is.
Our cardio, our conditioning is the only thing that we're in complete control of going into the fight. So if it's crappy, it's on you.
And you're also, Aspen Ladd, in control of your Netflix. You can't be hiking all the time. What are you streaming when you get some time? You, your dogs, it's late at night. What are you watching? What are you? I always like to get turned on to new shows. You said something about that Park Ranger show.
Oh, yeah. Northwoods Law. That one's just, it's regular TV, but it's fun to watch. Like, I've watched it since I was young. But as far as Netflix goes, I generally don't have time. I started Frontier. I like that. I love Vikings. And I absolutely cannot wait for, what's it called? Yellowstone to come back.
I hear that's good.
It's fantastic. If you haven't watched it, go watch all of it.
How many seasons is Yellowstone?
I think the fourth one's coming out now.
And she likes Vikings. And Vikings.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, Jimmy, don't get me started.
No, Matt loves it. I just didn't have the energy to start a new series. Like, sometimes you want to start a new series, and other times you're like, it's a lot of TV.
It is, and you get stuck in it. It's like when you start reading a good book and you can't stop. Uhtred's good if you like Vikings.
Oh, The Last Kingdom. I've seen them both. I'll tell you, I watched Vikings after The Last Kingdom. If I have to put them both next to each other, I prefer a lot of good stuff in Last Kingdom. Vikings, I feel, is a superior show. I mean, but so my wife saw Vikings first, loved it, loved Lagatha. Oh my goodness, right? What a character. But I tried to get her into The Last Kingdom. She couldn't get into it.
The characters at first aren't very likable, but then they kind of grow on you.
Oh, they do. They do. Such a great show. But really quick, Jimmy, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yellowstone. Is it boring? Is it some action?
Oh, it's tons of action. Like, I didn't think I'd like it because I'm usually like, I'm more like the historical drama type stuff, but I was hooked. Like, the first season, it takes a few episodes.
Is that Kevin Costner?
Yes.
It is, right? And they're on the range or something, or what are they doing?
It's basically like mafia times, like on a cattle ranch kind of thing, but it's great. It's amazing.
Are they park rangers?
They aren't. It's something. Oh. You'll have to watch it. Like, it's a great, great show. I cannot recommend it more.
I hear that a lot, Jimmy.
Where can you watch it? Because again, I know, is it Hulu? Is it Amazon? Like, I never know where anything is.
So it's on Paramount Network, and I have some app for it, but you'll have to Google it. Like, I don't know which one I'm using on my TV, honestly.
I'm gonna do that. First, I'm gonna watch you fight this weekend.
Yes.
There, Aspen Ladd. We're psyched you're back.
What do you think happens, Aspen, after, if you have a good win over Macy this Saturday, or anywhere? I mean, what do you think your path is to get to home or Nunes?
So when I have a fight, I look at it as kind of the end of the world. Nothing matters past that day, and it doesn't. This performance is everything, and anything past that is based on this performance. So it's like, I'm not looking further than that. There's a couple women that I'd love to fight, but I'm not going to look to that point until I get past this Saturday.
Because you never want to look past an opponent. I guess smart thinking. I mean, as a show, you always want to hear who somebody wants to fight. But as a fighter, I guess it's very smart to look at this like there's a wall after this person if I don't beat them.
Pretty much. Like, this is the next step and nothing exists beyond it. This is the end for now.
Yeah, well, look, have a good fight. We're happy you're back. And I'm glad you're healed up and ready to go. And, we'll hopefully talk to you again.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me on.
Thanks, Aspen. Good talking to you, okay?
Bye.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah. And I'm amazed with people who really enjoy the outdoors, because I'm just such a not, like, I know you look at me like an athlete, a rugged outdoorsman, but I'm really not. I'm a city idiot. But I'm going to watch whatchamacallit. I am going to watch that Yellowstone. I've heard that's really good.
I want to watch that too. And Jimmy, we really did not give enough respect to the champ Valentina the other day, because we got so caught up with everything. I think we did. Maybe we did. She had a jam-packed show the other day. Marab and Ray on the, I'm thinking my whole team. So we had a jam-packed show. But Valentina is just so amazing of a fighter that it's hard to think of anybody who's going to challenge her. Like, somebody's going to, it's like, you know, I mean, there's still some girls out there that pose a threat. You got JoJo in there and some other girls that are coming up. But, you know, she's just so well-rounded. She seems just a step ahead, or a few steps ahead, obviously.
She does. It's almost like, it's not even that we didn't give her the respect. It's almost like she's so good. You just know she's going to win. Like, you get used to it. We're kind of spoiled by how good she is. She does everything well. Like, and that's what they said is so hard about fighting her, is there's nothing you can do that she's not good at. Like, there's no weak point. So if you take her on the ground, she's fine being on the ground. If you want to strike, she'll strike. You know, no matter what you want to do, she's great at it. So, yeah, I don't know who she fights next, to be honest with you. I don't know who challenges her. I definitely don't know who beats her. I have no idea.
Me neither, buddy. Me neither. But I just think she's just so amazing, and I hope everybody just appreciates what they're watching. Because I think when, you know, many years from now, when she retires, she's going to, people are going to look at her and be like, yo, that's like an all-time great. Like, I think she, because it's like, once sometimes people, they have a style and then you have a new and improved fighter. You don't see any weaknesses there. You know?
No, she got stopped by Carmouche, but that's 11 years ago. And Amanda beat her twice, by decision. So, I mean, she had very tough fights with Amanda. And one was a split decision.
And the second one, she was coming back and she won that third round. So it's interesting. You know, listen, we're in agreement. She's fantastic.
You start to wonder, would people in strawweight move up? Would anybody want to move up to challenge her? Like, is there, again, just for the, I don't think she can go down. You can't ask her to go down 10 more pounds, but, could Wiley or Joanna, Rose or any of them move up?
I mean, listen, something's gotta happen, Jimmy, but it's exciting.
She fought Joanna, by the way, 3 years ago, but
listen, Jimmy, I just realized, and I don't know if they block out when I sing a song.
I hope not. I know I do.
A little too long, a little bit too serious. I'm approaching 50. A while ago, I was just a teenage dirtbag. You understand?
Sure. Me too.
Teenage dirtbag, Jimmy. Anyway, listen, yes. I just want to, like, just put you on my shoulder and run around, and you say, no, 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 put me down. Your legs kicking. I go, no, no, no. Anyway, let's get to the card this weekend.
Yes. I we're supposed to have Thiago Santos shortly fighting Johnny Walker. That's a great fight. And I want to see if Santos kicks. I noticed he hasn't kicked as much in his last couple of fights. So I'm interested if he had any legs. And very quietly, Kevin Holland is fighting Kyle Daukaus. Holland, we have not heard a whole lot from. Maybe after that second loss, he's just been kind of quiet, you know, the Vittori loss. He seems like he's just kind of focused on training, I'm sure.
Oh, Alexander Hernandez. Alexander the Great is fighting Mike Breeden. This is great.
This is a great card.
I like to look at the card fresh, right on air. Did you know that Alex Cowboy Oliveira is fighting Nico Price?
Yes, I did.
How insane that sounds!
Incredible fight, and it's just, again, you know why? Because we're just coming off 266 championship fights. Ortega, I mean, Marab's performance. It was a crazy card. So sometimes these cards, right after or right before giant pay per views, don't get quite the attention they should get. And Antonina Shevchenko is fighting Casey O'Neill.
Oh, shit. I'm looking at this thing. Look at this. Oh, my goodness. Also, Joe Selecki. Very good.
Yeah, Jared Gordon. Yep.
Fighting Jared Gordon. There you go.
Yeah, a great card. And that main event, what do you think? Santos, Johnny, I mean, I like Santos a lot, man.
What do I like in this fight? I like Santos. I think Johnny Walker's got a wild lot of wacky, wacky shit. But I think Santos is such a veteran, such a good Muay Thai fighter, that he's going to be able to see all that shit, and all that wacky shit's not going to be working as much. And I think Santos is going to fucking finish him in the second round.
Ah, interesting. I don't know. I mean, Walker has like a quite a reach advantage. I think it's like 6 inches. Hold on. 76, 82. Yeah, he's got a 6-inch reach advantage. So he may be able to stay away a little bit.
He's got it back against the wall.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's got to take him out, man. You know what I mean? He's coming off 2 losses. Thiago Santos.
Yeah, he is. But then, yeah. So then again, Walker was too. He lost to Krylov and Corey Anderson, and then just came back and knocked out Ryan Spann in the first round.
He's approaching 40, so you're worried?
No.
Is that what you just said?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you said that.
No.
I said it. I'm only kidding. Listen, he's 37, Jimmy.
Yeah. No, I wasn't saying his age.
I know. But if I was the other guy's coach, I'd go, hey, man, 3 years from now, he's going to be 40.
Yeah.
You're going to fight a 40-year-old. Look at this. I don't know. That's what I would say. But, you know, I try to motivate. 29 years old, Johnny Walker. But he did take out Ryan Spann.
Yeah, he did in the first round after 2 losses. Like, whatever it was, he bounced back after those losses.
And Kevin Holland, how did this sneak? No, why this stuck up on us? You know why.
Why?
Because this fight stuck up on us because of the big card over the weekend.
Oh, I was just saying that. Yeah. But some of these fight cards get a little overshadowed when they're in the shadow right before or right after a giant pay-per-view. Yeah.
I got to get back from where I'm going to be. I told you where I'm going to be.
Where?
Are you serious?
Where?
I told you. I'm going to look up right now. I got to go to, I'm going to go to Pennsylvania.
Oh, you're, cornering.
All right. I gotta
where in PA?
It's 2 hours from here. It's Bristol Pike. It's Ben Salem.
Yeah, I don't think there's 10 feet of Pennsylvania I haven't done a gig in at one point or another. I have been everywhere in that state. I don't remember, honestly, Matt, I don't remember. It's been a long time since I've been there, but I'm sure it was fine. I judge every place by how well I do on stage.
Oh, really? And how'd you
do it? I dislike most places.
Jimmy, but everybody loves you.
Ah.
No, it's true, Jimmy. It's true. Jimmy, I'm still on cloud 9 for Marab, but one of my guys fight like that. I feel like I want to fight. Oh, by the way, Aljo's out of that fight. And now you got Corey Sandhagen fighting Peter Yan, man. Holy shit.
Yeah, they're fighting for the interim belt because of Aljo's neck. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, neck surgery is.
That's going to be a wild fight, man. Styles make fights. That's very interesting.
Yeah, what do you think? I mean, Yan was effective against Aljo. I mean, he did have an effective strategy. Does that work against another guy who's amazing on the ground in Sandhagen? I don't know.
I mean, Sandhagen is looking amazing. Yan is like I think Yan is a total beast, total beast. And I think he's a guy that's another one. He's one of those guys that you got to really like put him out.
Yes, you do. You have to kill him. He's very tough.
I think he's one of those guys. I think styles make fights. Like I feel like I think Aljo's still a hard fight for Corey.
Because
I feel he could like if you saw his fight with the fight that I felt he won, I felt Sandhagen beat. I thought I would have gave it to him with TJ, but TJ was on his back a lot earlier. Like in other words, he had that back grip back. Around the waist. He didn't do much with it. Aljo sees the back. He's on the back. You know what I mean? So it's like one of those where to allow TJ to keep getting that position, Aljo needs it once. If he gets it once, he wins the round.
Or
the fight possibly because he's hard to get out of. So it's like unless I see a correction with that, I'm going to feel that he's always going to be such a hard time because to stop getting that, I don't know, that's a hard habit to break and he'd have to break that for to fight him again. So that's that. But But Jan, you know, Jan, man, that was going to be an interesting rematch, you know, because
yeah,
he did so well in the first fight.
Very tough guy, man. Very, very tough. He's like a little Volkanovski, just a little pit bull.
A fun size one?
Yeah, there you go. Fun
size. I like that emoji like this. Like, you ever see that emoji? Like I would have to be a pit guy. Looks like me?
No.
Anyway, I was just in the shake place. I got a shake. I got a snickerdoodle. I get a snickerdoodle.
Oh.
No, but it's good for you.
That sounds amazing.
It tastes like a snickerdoodle.
I'm back on my diet, but as you're saying snickerdoodle, yeah. I want to just fucking dump it all over my fat sides.
Yeah.
My little fucking love handles.
Yeah. Yeah. It was delicious. So I'm in there and some guy comes in next to me and a nice guy. He seems like a nice, but he's one of those, he's like, hey, he's skinny guy, but he's tall, he's tory. He's like, hey, if I get this with extra protein, am I going to look like this guy? Does it make me look like this guy? I go, don't worry, buddy. It doesn't make you short and bald. Everybody's giggling. And I'm like, he goes, no, I meant, I go, I know. I just like to be silly.
Yeah.
And everybody had a nice chuckle, Jimmy.
Yeah. It would have been great if he got his snickerdoodle and you just strangled him.
What if I get it? What if I got it? Just took the lid off and threw it in his face.
Yeah. And then just choked him out. It'd be so uncalled for.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
People would be very mad at you. I'd still be on your side, though.
Hey, Tiago is ready.
Yes. His first time on Unfiltered.
Enough of my fun banter.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hey, Tiago, how are you?
I am good, thank you.
Good to see you, man. Yeah. We're so excited to see you fight again. I feel like I haven't seen you in a while. When's the last time you fought? When was this?
It was March.
All right. How's training going, brother? Good?
Everything good, champ. Pleasure to me. Speak with you. And everything good. I did my camp, American Top 10. I feel good for next fight.
How are your legs? I just noticed it. Did you kick a little bit less in your last two fights? And is your leg 100% where you want it to be?
Yeah. It's what I say. My last fight was part of my recovery, you know. Still, I didn't feel confident. And against Glover, I think I kicked just one time, you know. But against Hakik, I kick more, I move better. So I'm sure for my next fight, I will be 100% better than my last two fights.
And you're more confident in your legs. You feel like more comfortable that you're healed and everything's okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, let me ask you, Tiago. How was it? It must have been stressful to corner your wife or your fiance. Is it your wife?
My wife.
Yes. Hey, I corner my guys and I love them very much, but it's not my, you know, I cornered my wife. My wife did a kickboxing match. Thank goodness it went well, but it's very, very nerve wracking. It's good when it goes well, because your wife is extremely tough, but when it doesn't go well, how are you dealing with this?
Man, it's very hard to me, you know. Absolutely. I feel so nervous, but I need control. Yes, I can't show that for her, you know.
Yeah.
But inside, I feel so nervous. It's really hard to me.
Almost more nervous than when you have to fight. maybe, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Sure.
I can relate to that, Jimmy. You can't, because it's not your health is not at stake. It's somebody you love. It's their health at stake.
Sure. And what are you expecting out of Johnny Walker? He seems for some people to be kind of hard to figure out because of his movement and his length. And how do you feel? But then again, you figured out Jones pretty well, who is also hard to figure out, and you were tremendous against John Jones. So what are you expecting from Johnny Walker?
Yeah, he a little bit unpredictable, you know. He does a lot of different, you know, punch, kicks, fly knee, spin back, you know, and he can surprise you anytime. So, but I'm ready for him. I'm prepared so good with my sparring partners. And I'm ready for everything he can bring to me.
Now, how are you unwinding during the week? What do you like to do? Because I know you're in the bubble. You can't really leave where you're at. I know how it is. What are you doing to unwind when you're cutting weight and whatnot? You watching any Netflix? You playing any video games? What are you doing?
Yeah, usually I just watch movies, you know. Yeah, just relax, watch movies. You know, for me, not problem. Not go outside. I like to stay in my room, you know, stay focused, quiet. But for me, just hard to diet, you know. Anyway, it's always hard, you know. But yeah, I just try to relax, watch movie, you know. Just
let me ask you, Thiago, because me and my wife, we watch a lot of shows together. And sometimes we don't, because she watches some of the reality shows, which I can't get into. But there's some shows we watch together. And I always like to see when I talk to somebody, I know they got a partner there. I like to find out what they're watching, because maybe I'll get into something. Are you watching any shows, streaming anything with your wife? You watching any TV shows together or no?
Usually no. You know, so hard to watch TV together. You know, hard to find the right movie for both.
It's true. Know?
She likes, you know, like a woman's move, you know, something romantic, you know, something, you know, but I like guns, I like war, I like, you know.
Yes, it's good, Jimmy.
Yeah, you, what was the Fast and the Furious type stuff?
Yes, I like it. I like it.
That's good, man.
Yeah, it's you have, and you also have a nonprofit where you give free lessons to kids who come from poor families.
Yeah. I have a social project in Rio de Janeiro, City of God, where my whole town. And I support kids and families, poor families. They training all day free, you know, and we try to support them with food, something like that.
City of God was a great movie. Is that an accurate portrayal of how certain parts of Rio are?
Yeah, that's that movie was about
Little Dice.
So long time ago, you know, but it's really real, you know, the life there in the poor community in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. So it's really real, you know, it's how life's going there.
That movie, listen, anything with subtitles is hard for me to watch. I love that movie. I watched that movie several times, and it's very easy to watch. And even if you know, because sometimes I feel like it's a chore. I got to sit there and read. Not this. It's like I was just in it. I'm like, holy shit. Yeah. And then when you watch the ending and you see the news clips of the people, you're like, wow, man, it really happened. It's crazy, man.
Yeah, that's really, really real, you know. Until now, you know, it's a little bit the same, just new guns, you know.
Yeah.
But I you know what? I bring Mick and Marna to inside the City of God, and Hadley, physiotherapist. I bring them in the City of God one time when I was UFC Rio. I bring them after UFC Rio there inside the favela. They asked me, I would like to know how inside the favela. I want so much. I thought, okay, you sure you want to go there? Oh, yes, I want. I'm so curious. Okay. I I took Dan in hotel and put in my car and let's go. But first I told to Dan about rules, you know, no phones, no film, you know.
Oh, yeah. Come grab.
And I bring Dan inside the favela. They saw everything. Bring Dan in my house of my mom, you know, where my mom lived before. Yeah. And they like so much. They like it.
And you still have friends there? You still have people you grew up with there?
Yes, yes. A lot of guys, you know. I lose some, you know. Some was gangster, you know. Some went to jail, something dead, you know. But some I could help to live this life, you know, put to train my gym, and they start changing his mind and start to work. And yeah, I try to help how I can.
How do you like, and you're living now in, is it Florida?
Yeah, now I'm living in Florida.
How do you like living in Florida?
I like so much. Weather is like Rio de Janeiro, you know, it's always hot, beach, you know, I like, I feel my hometown.
Oh, that's great, man.
Yeah. And where is your gym? Is it there?
In, what do you mean? My social project? Or where?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Your social project.
It's true there in City of God. Yeah.
Oh, it is for kids in your neighborhood when you grew up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you fight a lot as a kid, or what was it like for you growing up there?
Oh, this time a little bit hard, you know, because COVID, you know, it became a little bit hard than usually. But now start things become better. But the time when start COVID is so hard. Yeah, we try to support a lot, give food. They stop work, you know, everything closed. Parents can't work, you know, so hard time. But now things come back to the normal.
Yeah, things are back. And how often do you get to go home, Tiago? Do you go often or whenever you can?
Usually after fight, I go to Brazil to spend some time with my family, my friends. But now I can't leave USA because I'm in process for my green card.
Oh, right. How long do you have to, there's a period where you have to stay in the country. How long are you not allowed to travel for?
No, I asked it to Pepper to make me allowed, you know, just wait, you know. I don't know when this is going to come to me, but yeah, just wait. I hope until the end of the year. I can go home. Yeah.
Yeah. The paperwork, the US government is very slow when it comes to paperwork.
Yes. Yeah. This time, especially this time. Yeah. Everything very slow.
Well, look, man, I'm really happy you're fighting again. And, you know, you were the one guy who really figured out how to damage Jones. And I know you hurt yourself in that fight, but I mean, those leg kicks you were putting on him were devastating. You were really, really, it was a shame you got hurt. But I'm glad your leg is 100% now. And I hope you throw more of those. Because, man, I really like watching that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, have a great fight against Johnny Walker this Saturday night. And we'll definitely be watching.
Thank you so much, guys.
It's gonna be a great fight.
Incredible fight. And I really do love, you know, man, I love those guys who just beat up legs. You know, Barboza, Jose Aldo. Like, I love those guys. Gaethje. Any guy who will kick the shit out of legs, I just think that it's such a... I guess because Jones hit me with that one time. He put that knee in my... that shin in my thigh, and I almost vomited. So I know how much that hurts on a small level. So I can imagine getting kicked there is even worse.
John Jones, I hope he's going home and going back to training. You know what I mean? We didn't really talk about that. But, you know, people got demons. They got it right balanced. You know what I mean?
That's right. I don't even know any more details about what happened. So I don't know who was involved or.
I just hope, you know, he gets, you know, I just wish him all the best. You know, I'm not going to sit here and jump on the.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to shit on him. People, they make some choices. They're going to be rough. And guess what? You just you move on and you try to do the right thing. So hopefully he's going back to training and getting his, you know.
Yeah.
And sitting right in the. you know, steering the ship straight. Jimmy, yes, what else do we got, my man? We got fights this weekend.
Yes, we do.
Taking, who will we take in?
You're taking Thiago. I will probably take Santos too. I don't see him losing four fights in a row. And I'm going to take a stoppage in the third round.
That's what I said.
Okay, we'll take the same thing.
I'll say stoppage in the second round.
Okay. And let's pick the co-main too. Kevin Holland against Kyle Daukaus. Kevin Holland is, his back is against the wall here. He's lost a couple of straight fights after six wins, I think, or five wins in 2020. I'm going to take Kevin by decision. I think he finds a way to win this fight. And I think that I guarantee he's going to walk in very focused. And I'm going to take Kevin by decision.
Now, Daukaus, is that, that's Chris's brother.
I'm assuming so, yeah.
Man, I mean, he's coming off the momentum of his brother. Phenomenal. The other, well, what? It's not
contagious. I mean, that's not going to necessarily.
Oh, it's not going to help him versus Kevin Holland. That's what you're saying about Kyle Daukaus. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know if his brother's momentum will help him.
Well, I disagree, Jimmy. I think there's energy, the good energy in the air. And he's taking that good energy, those vibes, and going, my brother, you did it. I can do it too.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. That's motivation, Jimmy. You can't, I don't expect you to understand.
I guess.
Nah, you guess nothing, Jimmy. I'm sorry to get so competitive.
No, that's all right.
I'm just trying to say this. I think motivation goes a long way. And I think he's motivated from his brother. But I think Kevin Holland's been training hard.
Yeah, and focused. And he had such an amazing year. To come off two losses, he's going to be ready for this.
Do we know Kyle Daukaus' record? Sorry. Do we know it? Could those people like find it out for us when we see it?
Sure, they can.
Because that might make
it. I know he's 1-1 his last two fights, but that's not what you're asking. So
that's definitely not what I'm asking.
Nope.
Jimmy. Let's pick three fights. Let's pick the next one too, because I want to pick.
Oh, yeah. You want to pick Oliveira and Nico Price, huh?
Let's do that while we're getting his record for Kyle Daukaus. I'm going with Nico Price. And I'm going to, is he getting mad at that? He might. He fucking might. But I'm going to say by third round stoppage.
Daukaus is 10-2, 1-2 in the UFC. Let me think. Alex is coming off a couple losses here. Yeah, I'm going to take, I'll take Nico Price, but I think it's a decision.
I'll take Nico Price. I'm going to take a decision also, but I think it's going to be. You know what? I like to be different, though.
You don't have to be, whatever you feel.
Isn't that fun enough? Yeah, you just say that Nico Price, third round stoppage.
Yeah.
No. Second round stoppage.
All right.
Yeah, I like to get crazy. Listen, I'm going to go. Listen, who are you picking? Kevin Holland?
Yeah.
It's hard for me to go against Kevin Holland.
I know.
And Travis Luta is my boy. But damn, those Marcus brothers, huh?
I know.
About those tough Philly guys.
Yeah, I know.
Those tough Philly guys, they know how to squeak some shit out.
They do.
Kyle Daukaus by decision.
Okay.
What did I just do? What did I say? Makes it more spicy.
It does.
Anyway, I won't do that again.
That's right.
Listen to me. All right. So, Jimmy, this weekend, UFC Fight Night, Santos versus Walker. I'm trying to practice my voice.
Yeah, Santos versus Walker. This weekend, Santos versus Walker is the Apex on Saturday night. The prelims are 4, the main's at 7, which is a great, great time. So check it out. And Matt, I'll talk to you this weekend.
I'll be at the CFFC, I believe.
That's right.
You'll be in Philly. Booby, man. Shit. Defending that title.
Have fun.
Want to come?
I can't. I'm working.
Oh, what are you playing?
I'm doing a private function.
No. Ooh.
Yeah.
What does that pay? I don't want to know what that is, but listen to me.
$200. And I got to buy my own airfare. Not a good private.
The fucking best. Jimmy, you got to listen. For less than that, you can get us on Cameo.
Yeah. Jim Norton, Matt Serra. I'm not on the app, just the page. But if you want a cameo, get one.
I'm everywhere. I'm a whore. Jimmy, I love you, man. I'll see you in a few. I'll talk to you in a few days.
I love you, pal. See you soon.
Bye, Jimmy.
Bye.